Hi, you through to Daniel. I'm my legal.
Hello, it's an Edwin McGuigan here. I've got a text off you that my reference number is 1020.
Yep, just give me a second there while I pull up
No
your
problem.
file.
Thank you. No problem.
All right, Edward, is it all right if I just clear data protection with yourself?
Yeah, no problem.
Can you give me, can you give me the first line of your address?
154 Broomhall Drive, flat 11B for Bravo. Postcode is E117N for November, F for Foxtrot.
Yeah, perfect. And your mobile number or email address, either one?
My email address, yeah. It's Edward, 768@gmail.com.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I know it starts at 07999125686 4. I could be wrong,
yeah.
But
that's perfect. That's the one. So the reason for my call was just to try and gather a bit more information about yourself. I've just got a couple of questions to ask if you're free for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no worries. So the first question is, what are your parents' names?
Maiden name.
Both, if possible. Married name and maiden name.
My mum, Primrose. Then it was Mary McGuigan.
Primrose.
Yes.
McGuigan, yeah.
Yeah, it was just when our maiden name is Primrose, she didn't call herself Primrose, that's just her maiden name, but our name is Mary McGuigan.
Okie doke. Mary.
And my dad, he died when I was 6, so I didn't really know my dad.
That's alright. Do you know his name, by chance?
Yes, Daniel McGuigan.
Did you say Daniel?
Yes, Daniel.
Daniel McGuigan. Yeah.
Yes.
No problem. And just a couple more things. Were you under any previous names while you were in care?
No, so I didn't mind. I've always been, yes.
Always been Edward McGuigan, yeah.
McGuigan, yes.
No problem. And do you have your current GP details?
No, I don't know what you mean. I don't have any asking details, but I can tell you my GP where it is.
I just need the medical practice, so...
Standing for doctor surgery at Gale Street. I'm not sure the exact number, but it's called... Standing for surgery.
Sorry, the line's breaking up a little bit there. I do apologise. Could you just repeat that for me?
It's a sign surgery on a girl sheet, Glasgow. Made up finishing, mate. But I don't know the address. I just know it's on a girl sheet. It's finishing up in Sandyford Clinic.
Sandyford Clinic, did you say?
Yeah, Sandyford Doctors Clinic. I don't know. I just say Sandyford Doctors Clinic. But you can email it, not email it, you can grab Google it, or use my Google number.
Yeah, not a problem. If you can, send it in via email.
I don't know how to do it. I've not got a clue what to do with phone sometimes, for my mental health, to get what to do.
Yeah, no problem.
I've got a smartphone. But sometimes I forget how to work it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. They're not the easiest things in the world to get around.
I feel as if it's too hard for me to work, so I put it away.
No problem. Just leave that up to me to locate that medical clinic. No worries.
Yeah, it's handy for surgery. I get all sheet guys to email or whatever.
That's fine. I can locate the address from that.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
I don't know my doctor. Dr. McNeil, I've had him for about my two doctors. I had just hired. So
Dr. McNeil, did you say?
Dr. McNeil, he drew me in my Thursday. Yeah. I saw my days in my Thursday. I started eating my Thursday because he's going to retire soon and all. And he's a new doctor who's in the Sunday.
No problem at all. That's absolutely fine. I think that's everything that I need from you today. All right, Edward. Sorry, the line keeps breaking up. Yes, that is everything, Edward. Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day. See you now.